I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where tensions continue to escalate with Turkey's neighbour Greece over territorial disputes in the dividing Aegean Sea. Such tensions in the past have been diffused by either Washington or European leaders, but there are fears this time they could be distracted by the Ukrainian conflict. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, addressing a rally of supporters early this month, delivers a fiery, jingoistic speech against Greece, accusing it of threatening Turkey with its militarization of islands close to Turkish shores. Then, in a further ratcheting up of tensions, he issues a threat.
Yunanistan'a bizim tek cümlemiz var. İzmir'i unutma.
We don't care about you occupying the islands. When the time, the hour comes, we will do what is necessary.
Hani diyoruz ya, bir gece ansızın gelebiliriz.
Like we always say, we may come suddenly, one night.
Ankara claims Athens' building of military bases violates an international agreement that stipulates some Aegean islands should remain demilitarized. Athens says it's only protecting its people from the growing Turkish military threat. Greece and Turkey are no strangers to tensions. But Asla Aydintaşbaş, a visiting fellow of the Washington-based Brookings Institute think tank, says this time is worryingly different.
I think this is significant and potentially very dangerous. It's quite a bit more than the usual tit-for-tat we're used to in terms of political accusations by both sides. Clearly, both sides feel the other country is a threat. We are seeing Turkey and Greece accuse each other of airspace violations, but also Turkey accusing Greece of building military bases and arming the Greek islands that are adjacent to the mainland Turkey, and Greece accusing Turkey of questioning Greek sovereignty over the islands. Potentially, these are dangerous accusations.
Turkish and Greek forces went to the verge of war in 1996 over a contested uninhabited islet of İmar or Kardak in Turkish. In the last few years, Athens has embarked on a major rearmament program, which has closed the military gap with Turkey. Nevertheless, Cengiz Aktar of Athens University says Greece is ready to stand up to Turkish threats.
A madness can happen anytime, like in İmya way back in the 90s. And of course, it won't last. But they are prepared for this, possibility, eventuality. They are taking all the necessary military/political/diplomatic measures to make sure that nothing will happen.
Greece has powerful diplomatic support. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged full support to Athens. The two countries have recently developed strong military ties. The United States, which is building a series of bases across Greece, has also criticized Ankara's stance. Erdogan, who's facing a difficult re-election next year with the Turkish economy in trouble, is accused of seeking to provoke a crisis with Greece to distract the electorate. But Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis also goes to the polls next year and, like Erdogan, faces a difficult election, embroiled in a scandal over the phone-tapping of political opponents. International relations professor Serhat Güvenç of Istanbul's Kadarhas University says both leaders may have vested interests in continued tensions.
There will always be potential for politicians on both sides to exploit those issues, either in promoting their national interests or in promoting their personal political interests at home. Because this much tension probably will help them domestically, crossing the threshold may lead to unintended consequences, and Erdogan, especially Erdogan, cannot afford to deal with the unintended consequences of an escalation with Greece in such a critical period of time.
analysts warned that any confrontation would almost inevitably trigger European Union sanctions against Turkey, dealing a hammer blow to its weakened economy. But for now, neither Athens nor Ankara appear ready to step back, with their evenly matched militaries facing off across the Aegean Sea. Analyst Aydın Taşbaş says that in the past, similar tensions were diffused by the diplomatic intervention of Washington or a European leader. This time, she says, they may be distracted.
There are no interlocutors. Europe and the US, they're focused on the war in Ukraine and in containing Russian aggression. You don't also have a dedicated US role. I'm old enough to remember Richard Holbrooke, who stepped in during the Clinton administration, was designated to prevent similar escalation between Turkey and Greece. I don't see a figure as such, nor do I see a focus from Washington on keeping good neighborly relations between these two countries.
The Turkish-Greek tensions turned fatal this month with the deaths of 6 refugees, including 2 babies, who drowned in the Aegean while crossing from Turkey to Greece. Turkish authorities accused the Greek Coast Guard of forcibly sending the refugees back to sea, while Athens blames Ankara for failing to stop the crossings. With bilateral tension showing little signs of abating and neither leader seemingly interested in stepping back, the fear is these latest deaths in the Aegean may not be the last.